for a free, no obligation consultation.
Dan Celian.
I want to be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Your personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning reality with truth.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celian.
Good morning. Welcome back to Financial Issues. Welcome to all of you joining us here for the second hour. I haven't mentioned this in a while, but of course we are in a temporary studio, so you're not getting all the graphic stuff and the, well, maybe you're getting some graphics, I don't even know, but not a lot of camera changes. This is it, unfortunately. So anyway, sorry about that, but that we'll get back to normal here in a couple of weeks, few weeks, I don't know when. But it's okay. Everything's good. I'm still here, and we're still working. It's kind of like being on the road. We got a little bit of a delay, unfortunately. We've got a one-second delay. So I apologize for that. You got to live with a little tiny bit of dead air sometimes. So just have to keep that in mind. Well, it looks like the Empire State, that's in New York City, and the Philly Fed, the indexes from manufacturing perspective still show very solid gains, very solid expansion. These two indices have been in expansion mode for quite some time. They continue to be so. As a matter of fact, New York Fed came in about 3 points higher than they were expecting. So still very much in positive territory. I think, we haven't had much economic data this week. Everything has been about politics, a little bit about the Fed, China, U.S. trade, a lot about Europe. I am a little more concerned today than I was yesterday, than I was the day before, and so on, about the Eurozone. I am concerned. It appears to me, I get critical of our European allies criticizing some things about our politics and things like that here in America. They really don't know. And so now here I go doing the same about them. But they just don't, they don't have any leadership. They need a central bank. I think, and I know I say this all the time, maybe because I hope I'm wrong. If I say it enough, I'll be wrong, and that's fine. But, I think the Eurozone is a failed experiment. I get it. I understand. I think it's going to continue. Why? Because I believe it's going to be part of a one-world government someday that we're inevitably ending up to because we know how the story ends, and that's just where we're going. And I think it's going to be part of a one-world currency. I talked to you yesterday about the IMF and what they're doing. IMF wants to rule the world as far as currency, and they probably will. So Christine Lagarde, she is just – does the Antichrist have to be a man? I think so. But anyway, Christine Lagarde, IMF, I can't stand the IMF. I don't know why we're a part of it. I don't think we should be, but we are. I don't get the power grab. I don't understand it, but that's okay. Maybe these things all have to take place, and I'm okay with that. But I think the Eurozone is a big problem, and it's going to impact our financial markets. I don't think it's going to impact any other aspect. Yeah, maybe some big industrials, some defense contracting kinds of things. Yeah, there may be some impact there. But it's not going to impact us in a huge way other than our financial sector. And we're very much in line. When I see a number like Deutsche Bank, Germany's largest bank, the largest economy in the Eurozone, when I see things like that being down 6.7%, I don't know. I get a little concerned about that because I don't think it's the healthiest bank in the world to begin with. Italy refusing austerity. Now, they're only going to refuse that so long. Eventually, they're going to need help. I would think. But Greece refused it too, if you remember, and they went through like four rounds of austerity. So we'll see what Italy does, but right now they're refusing it. That's a problem for Italian banks that are already in trouble. That's a problem for German banks that are already in trouble, in my opinion, have already been bailed out once, as much as they won't admit it, but it definitely, they were definitely bailed out a year and a half ago. So, you know, we've got to be concerned about that. That's going to spill over into the weaker banks, Portugal, Spain. You know, and so all of that to say that the northern European nations, the ones that are strong, are going to say, we need to rethink this. Do we really want to be involved in this? Is this something? And some of those countries, some of them aren't a part of the Euro bloc. They still have their own currency. Do we want to be a part of this? And if they lose the strong, the weak are going to get weaker. And that's going to be a problem. So I'm concerned about that, and it's something that we've got to consider moving forward. There's no doubt about it. Okay, so all the markets in negative territory right now, not liking, I don't know what, but not liking what is going on. The market's still a sell-off that we continue to see. So we got the Dow down about 2/3 of 1%. We got the NASDAQ down a half, and the S&P is down about 3/4 of 1%. So still in negative territory, staying in negative territory. Not a lot of movement, not a lot of volatility, just plugging along there. Looks like Fed rate hikes now hurting asset prices. That's what some are saying. I don't know that that's the case yet.
This is Craig Hoggard with your Financial Issues Egg Update. Corn prices were flat yesterday ahead of the G20 summit. We did have positive news from the weekly export sales report, which recorded sales of 49.9 million bushels for the week. This was well above the top end of trade expectations and also dwarfed the 36.1 million that we need to average weekly to hit the USDA's annual export projection. In the overnight trade, spot corn futures are trading up a penny and three quarters. The soybean market had a choppy trade as nervous traders tried to position ahead of the G20 summit. We had excitement early in the session when President Trump tweeted that he is close to doing something with China but doesn't know if he wants to do it. Later in the day, the spokesman for China's Commerce Ministry said that China and the U.S. would be on the same page and will strive to obtain a positive result. Hopefully we'll get some resolution of this situation as export sales continue to lag. Weekly export sales came in at 23.1 million bushels in yesterday's report, which was at the low end of trade expectations. The meeting between President Trump and the Chinese president will be on Saturday when the markets are closed, which could make Monday a doozy of a market if we get an agreement. In the overnight trade, spot soybean futures are trading 2 cents higher. Wheat exports for the week had the wheat market on the ropes yesterday. There was optimism heading into yesterday's report that we'd see a surge in export sales, but it failed to be reflected in the report as we came in at 13.9 million bushels, well below the 17.7 million that we need to average to hit the USDA's export projections. In the overnight trade, Chicago is up 3 cents, Kansas City is a penny higher, and Minneapolis is trading up 2.5. Cotton continues to trade in a very tight trading range. Yesterday's weekly export sales number of 176,800 running bales fell short of expectations. For the session, March futures closed down 20 points at 78.68, and in the overnight trade, spot cotton futures are trading 13 points higher. Cattle futures were lower, while lean hog futures were higher yesterday. Cattle were pressured by the weekly export sales of 9,100 metric tons. That was the lowest level of exports for beef in the past 10 weeks, with over 60% of it being sold to Japan and South Korea. February live cattle futures were down 27.5 cents for the session, while January feeder cattle finished the session down $1.72.5. Weekly pork export sales were strong at 20,900 metric tons. Over half of the sales for the week were sold to Mexico and Japan. February lean hog futures had a very good session as they closed up $2.85. January Class 3 milk futures traded both sides of unchanged before closing 12 points higher for the session as they settled at 14.43. In the overnight trade, Class 3 milk futures are trading unchanged. In the cash markets, choice beef boxes were 67 cents lower, settling at $2.12.61, while selects were up 3 cents at $1.98.53. In hogs, the pork carcass values closed up 70 cents for the day as they settled at $68.44.
Our faith and values shouldn't be compromised by the way we invest. Our faith and values that we share should guide us in the way that we invest. Make sure that you are investing in companies whose policies and practices align with pro-life, pro-family values. Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
My grandfather taught me that you should always leave a place better than you found it. That it's important to invest in the lives of your children and grandchildren, leaving them with a godly legacy they can build on. That's why I decided to set up a charitable gift annuity with the AFA Foundation. I know that my gift will support a ministry that honors the biblical principles I hold dear, and it's a way to invest in the future of our country. The AFA Foundation also arranged for me to have a steady fixed income, so I don't have to worry in the midst of changing times.
Call the AFA Foundation today to find out how you can set up a charitable gift annuity. Just call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
The AFA Journal is the monthly magazine of the American Family Association.
The mission of the AFA Journal is to motivate people to get involved in issues around their community and around their state and nation.
We want people to go out and actually do something, to become involved in their community. People who read the journal take the magazine, they hand it to friends, they hand it to neighbors, they hand it to people at work.
If you'd like to get the AFA Journal, simply go to afajournal.org. You can sign up for a one-year free subscription.
Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
The opening statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. Let me go to Bobby. Bobby calling us from Texas. Hey, Bobby. Oh, geez, I was going to give you that thing on China. All right, let me go to Bobby.
Bobby. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Bobby.
I'll be quick, but thank you so much for what you do. I became a partner about 3 years ago. And totally committed about 18 months ago. And I just had the Lord lay something on my heart. I've taken over my dad's stuff and start doing it for him. And I just thought it was necessary. I did not, these are my feelings. I'm not putting words in anybody else's mouth, but I didn't want to steal from the ministry, if you will. Mm. And so we bought a partnership for him too, even though he didn't look at anything. And I just wanted to encourage people, if they are doing more than one account, to think about that. I wanted to do it because it was the right thing to do, I felt like. But even if you need more reasons, if you go to a full-service broker, one partnership is like less than a third of what one commission is. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to thank you for keeping the cost low. And I really appreciate your ministry.
Bobby, thank you for that. Man, what a blessing. I've never heard that. Nobody else has said that. I must admit I've thought about it several times, but I really appreciate you saying that. And I hope people are encouraged today by that, by what Bobby said and others have said just today. And we are grateful. And, you know, I don't want anybody ever, and this has happened over and over again, to take for granted that, too, the program's always going to be there. This year alone, I'll say the last 6 months, I know we've had to drop off several different stations and a TV network because it just, You know, it just wasn't good stewardship to stay on. And, of course, then afterwards we hear all these emails. We get literally hundreds of emails afterwards about, oh, what happened, what, you know. But it is important, and we depend on those partnerships also give us a gauge of the areas in which the stations are really having a powerful impact on the ministry. So we want to do what's right in the eyes of God more than anything. You know that. Everybody listen for any length of time knows that. This is about doing the Lord's work. I have an opportunity every day, which is such a blessing to me, to be able to minister to God's people in a very different way. Obviously, I'm not an evangelist or a preacher. I'm just somebody that loves Jesus with all my heart and don't want you all to grieve his heart with the investments that you make, because I believe that all that we have is God's. It all not only comes from God, but he's entrusting us to be a good steward of what he is allowing us to have good use of, that is his. And we all need to be that good steward no matter what we do. And that's why we're here, to try to educate people about being biblically responsible. And somebody that called earlier mentioned that and said, man, you know, I sleep at night. You know, Rick from Georgia said, I sleep at night because he knows that he's honoring God because things are biblically responsible. And that's where I want everybody to be. And I sure hope that more will become partners. It is what keeps us going. You hear our sponsors. We have wonderful sponsors. I love our sponsors that come alongside us. But the key is I'm coming alongside of them first. They come alongside us, but I come alongside them first because I believe it's important for you all to know about them, feel good about them, and contribute even to them. Some have said, well, you're taking money out of them. I don't believe that, because I believe this is about kingdom work, not the kingdom of financial issues, but the kingdom of Jesus Christ. It's about that work that we all need to be about the business of doing. So I don't want to preach that to you and not be a part of that as well. And it is an amazing thing that God has allowed us to do. And I guess, you know, I just want to keep doing it as long as God continues to raise up folks that are going to come alongside us. We're going to be able to keep doing it for forever. It's not going to die when I die. We've made those arrangements. It's not going to happen. It's going to keep going. And we feel really good about what we are going to do yet for the body of Christ, and so many good things coming about. And my mission was to keep it inexpensive, because I wanted the kid just graduating college with a bunch of student debt and maybe not even having a job yet, I wanted that young person to be able to say, hey, $85, I can learn something. I can do $85 would be a good lesson. I'm going to do it. And I wanted the 80-year-old person on a fixed income to say, you know, I do have this 401k or have this IRA that I'm trying to do what's right with that. And for $85 a year, I can do that. And that was my goal, to be all inclusive. You know, I didn't want this to be about people with high net worth. I wanted it to be for everybody. The widow on a fixed income, the young person just barely getting by because they're just starting their family or just getting out of high school or just getting out of college and entering the workforce. I wanted them to be able to do it as well. And by the grace of God, only by the grace of God, we've been able to do that. And I hope we can always do that, because it's so important to the ministry and mission of what we do. So I thank you so much, Bobby. You have been a great encouragement to me. And man, wouldn't that be great? And there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that have three and four partnerships. You know, people, every Christmas, people buy partnerships for their kids. Every Christmas, we get a lot of that. So it is a blessing. And what a great reminder Bobby gives us. And I appreciate your heart, Bobby. I really do. That is such a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You've been a blessing to us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying it. God has been so good to this ministry and so good to allow me to continue this ministry, and we're grateful. Let me go to Douglas, calling us from Oklahoma. Hey, Douglas.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. God bless you, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Young man, I was wondering if you knew anything about a stock called XYO.
Yes. XYO. Yeah, I know the I know the company. It is having going through some issues on their own, but all in all, they're an okay company.
Okay.
They're I haven't really investigated them too deeply as far as being biblically responsible. But I, from what I have seen on the surface, I believe they are.
Okay.
But they do have some debt that I don't know if I would be concerned yet about it, but it's one of the reasons why it's kept me from, you know, just looking at them, except looking at them on a quarterly basis to see if they're making any headway,
right,
on all that. So, you know, I watch them from that perspective to see if we're getting anywhere on the debt. But they're not a company that I would recommend anybody buying at this point.
Right.
At the same time, if you were someone that already owned it, I would probably tell you not to sell it either, you know, to keep it.
Right. Well, I have been listening to you on and off for 9 years. I apologize. I'm not a partner yet, but my finances dictate what I do, it seems.
Yes.
And I know that my wife, I've talked to her about it. I'm about ready to leave a job that I've had to have disability on, so I don't have much of my 401k.
Sure.
And I was just going to use that check to purchase XYO. It's only like $500, so mm-hmm. it's not really that much.
Mm-hmm.
But as a worker aunt who has not created a lot of stock for this age in my life, I thought that may be a good investment.
Okay. Well, first of all, you said XYO, and I was thinking a different symbol. I'm sorry. I was thinking XYL, and I don't know why I guess I misunderstood what you were saying there. So so XYO. I don't know XYO. Is that a publicly traded company? Let me look.
I am not sure if they're public yet. I know it has to do with technology, some kind of a blockchain.
Yeah, I know. They are not publicly traded. Yeah, a blockchain. Yeah, I would not put even your $500 in that.
Wow.
I really wouldn't. I mean, that has gotten clobbered. It's going to be very, very risky. So I know it's you know, it's only $500, but I'd hate for you to lose it totally.
I would hate to too, yeah.
But there would be that risk of that. So
okay.
I wouldn't feel real good about that. I would rather see you. Why don't you just look at a company like, you know, you can go to a Robinhood app, go to Robinhood.com. You can open an account and you can place a trade for free. Won't cost you anything.
Okay.
And you don't need to partner with the ministry. But you can go to Robinhood.com and open. And if I were you in the situation that you're in, I would probably look at like a PP&L and just put your $500 in that and then just forget about it for the next 10 years.
That's my plan.
Yeah, I'd rather see you do that. It's a little bit more conservative. They've gotten beaten up a little bit. There's some great opportunity there because of what they're doing over the next 3 years. So I would just look at something like that.
Okay.
And I think you'd be better off, Douglas. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you. 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533. You want to queue your call? We got lines open. We got another hour and a half left.
Does your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
303.
Before investing, the prospectus is available from the fund or your financial professional that contains this and other more complete important information. Please read it carefully before investing or sending money. Distributed by Timothy Partners Limited, member FINRA.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533. We're going to go right back to phones. Let me go to Scott. Scott's calling us from Oklahoma. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dan. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, I got a quick question. I just turned 50 years old last month.
Okay.
I'm a partner. And talked to you a while back about my TSP. And I just, in my traditional, I got about $110,000, and I just opened a Roth.
Okay.
Do I still follow the same allocations on the Roth as I do the traditional?
Yes. Yes. Well,
okay.
Well, your traditional and your Roth is one allocation.
Right.
So
Okay. You
follow the same model, but
Right. You
might have two sectors in your Roth. You might have the other sectors in your, you know, vice versa. Don't duplicate anything. Stick with those percentages and use the percentage that is equal to the entire amount that you have in both accounts.
So the money that's in my traditional right now that's allocated to the funds that's on your allocation, do I just leave that like it is? So I'm not contributing to it anymore? So
yes. Yes. Leave that as it is.
Okay.
Forget about it. Yes.
Okay, that's all I needed, Dan. That should help me out.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. Thanks for your partnership. You all right. Let me go to Rich. Hey, Rich.
Good morning, Dan. First of all, thank you. I'm so thankful that you had your retreat, and it was well deserved. Real quick, I've been a partner for 3 years.
Okay.
I've been in the market since I was 19, and I'm now 80 years old. And in all that time, I never had the relaxed feeling and confidence that I have now that I've been using you as a guide. It's awesome, man. It's just so relaxed. I've never had that feeling before being in the market. Now, the stock that I put in there, it's IT29. It's a great field. It's the only stock I hold in that field, and I own some of it, and it's at its one-year low. I just like your blessing. I want to add a little bit to it, even though it's been kind of trending down.
I would tell you, now keep in mind, and you already know this, but I'll say it to other listeners, partners, IT29, keep in mind, it's a micro cap. It's a small company. So I don't have to tell you, that means it's probably going to be a little bit more volatile than normal. I would tell you, from a buy perspective right now, I would consider that if I rated my buys, which I don't, but I would consider that a strong buy, not just a buy.
Oh, right. Thank you very much, Dan. I just want to add to it a little bit, and I just wanted your blessing because I really feel good when I get it.
Well, this is a great company, and they're doing. They've got some really good things working. So, I wouldn't hesitate at all adding to it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, and God bless you and your family.
You're welcome. Thank you for your encouragement, man. I sure do appreciate it, Rich. Thank you so much. God bless.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good stuff, man. That is really encouraging. I mean, when I hear those things, that it's only by the grace of God. And let me just point this out to everybody listening that maybe you're not a partner, maybe you're contemplating it. It's not just because of me. I'm just an instrument, I hope, of God. But it's because that you develop a portfolio that you know nothing in there is grieving the heart of God. Nothing's in there. God's not saying, my gosh, I gave him all this provision. And this company that he's investing in is supporting abortion or pornography or gambling, whatever it is. And God's heart's not being grieved. God maybe think, I know he doesn't know any better, but still. And the blessing of peace maybe is the blessing that God is giving when he says, surely for those who honor me, I shall honor, out of 1 Samuel chapter 2. Maybe that honor is giving a peace and helping you sleep at night. Hey, that's great, but it is awesome to hear those kinds of testimonies. Let me go to Sarah. Sarah's calling us from Virginia. Hey, Sarah. Oh, no? Don't have Sarah. All right, let me try Lucy. Lucy calling us from Kansas. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, good morning, and I have to also say thank you for being publicly responsible, but my question is, I'm over 70 years old, and my computer is almost as old as I am. I can still get emails on it, but I can't browse or anything.
Uh-huh.
I get this email that says, claim your congressional check by October 18th, and then it goes on and says that I'm due it from the government and so forth. Have you heard anything about this? Or?
Yeah, it's a scam, Lucy.
I wondered.
Yes. So rule of thumb, and I say this to all the listeners, I'm not just saying this to you, Lucy. A rule of thumb is the government never, ever, ever does anything by phone or by email. Never. If it was legitimate, it wouldn't be an email, it wouldn't be a phone call. The IRS never does anything by email or phone call. So that when you apply for this, when you start getting deeper into the website, somewhere along the line there would be an application fee or a startup fee or an account fee or something like that. Somewhere along the line, it may not be a lot of money, maybe $49, maybe $29. It may not be a lot of money. And then there will be another email that will come. They ask you for another fee that something came up and this. It's all scam. Just stay away from it. Just delete it.
Okay. Thank you very much. I've gotten several letters like that, and I was just curious to know. I would have liked to have gone further and investigate, but since I wasn't able to, I used you, and I thank you for your information.
You're welcome. Thank you, Lucy. I'm glad you called because you helped a lot of people today. Thank you. All right. God bless.
Okay. Bye.
Good stuff. I'm glad Lucy called. And folks, just keep that in mind. Those, the government, anything related to the government. You know, we used to get phone calls from IRS. By the way, you're being sued by the IRS. If you call this number right away, this is the IRS. You're being sued. And I always call because I like to mess with them. So unfortunately, I can't call back anymore because I've used my kids' phones. I've used Yvonne's phone, my phone, our home phone, I've used all the phones I can, and they block them. And so now when I try to call back the number, you just disconnects you right away, unfortunately. So I can't mess with them anymore, which is disappointing because I love doing it. But the IRS is never, they never use phones. They're not going to use a phone call. You can call them if you want to talk to them based on a letter that is from them, and that letter, and if you're not calling a 202 area code, it's not the IRS. If you're not calling the letter has got to be official, you know, government letter, but, and even that, they're scamming, but you've got to be so careful. It's so hard to discern that. I know that. So Brian on Facebook is saying, Dan, I'm 50 years old. I have an Allianz annuity. I probably shouldn't have messed the annuity. It doesn't matter. Allianz annuity. I want to roll over 5% to Fidelity IRA. I was told I will have to pay an early withdrawal of 10% fee to the IRS. That's not true because I'm under 59 and a half when I roll it over. I thought the fees would be $40 on 400. This is what I can withdraw before I have surrender charges per year. Well, you're right. You would have surrender charges if there are still surrender charges into the account. You're not going to have any penalties if you're rolling that into another IRA account. You can roll into an IRA account without any penalties. Here's the problem. The annuity company may send you a 1099 at the end of the year saying that you made a distribution. Now you've got to go through all the rigmarole that you need to do. That's why I always tell people, you know, to make sure you've got a good paper trail. You've got to show the deposit that you made. So you received a check on October 5th, you deposited into your IRA account on October 7th. You've got to have that paper trail. But it's the aggravation of going through all that. You should never have to pay a early withdrawal penalty of 10% if you're rolling it back into another IRA account. So, very important that you understand that, Brian. Now, you need to probably talk to somebody at Allianz about that, or not your agent. I would say somebody at their 800 number, and talk to Fidelity and see what Fidelity has to say about it. Maybe they can give you some help or insights as to what you're doing there. So check that out. Very, very important. But I'm glad you brought that up. It's really aggravating to me, as you probably know, because that should not be the case. So Tim is asking me, with CD rates near 4%, when are they good for retirement income versus preferred stock, considering rising rate environment? I 4% is better than 3%. So if you're in a 3%, you can get 4, then 4 is good, and it's better than something you get 3 in. I mean, you just have to look at it that simply. Look, If you have a 4.5% preferred stock and you can get a 4% CD for 1 year, I would probably in this environment tell you to do the CD, because the CD, when it matures in a year, you could end up with a 4.25% and then have another year and could end.
Who can find a virtuous wife? She's worth far more than rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. She's like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it's still night and provides food for her family. She extends her hand to the poor. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizBot is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizbot.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
501-8458.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, keep trying them. Lines are opening up. And we've got another hour and 10 minutes left, hour and 15 minutes. Let me go to Nancy. Nancy's calling us from Mississippi. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, Dan. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I want to ask you, I have money in my checking account that I just get, like, Social Security and my teacher retirement every month, and it's just kind of built up. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to know, I wanted to start that Timothy fund, and I'm all set up with it. So, I mean, do you suggest just taking most of it out or half of it out? Or because I'm okay with everything else. You know, I've got emergency funds and retirement mm-hmm. and all that.
Yeah, you know what, Nancy? I would probably, do half. I'd
yeah.
put it in the money market account at Timothy until after the election.
Okay.
And then start putting it into a couple funds.
Okay, you gave me some.
I gave you some. I thought I had. Yeah.
And
if you want to do that, if the Republicans hold, the elections go well, then I wouldn't have any problem with you just going ahead and just putting it to work and forgetting about it. If they don't, you might want to put it in over the next 4 months.
Okay. Yeah. And the thing I'm wondering is, does it matter when you put it in? Because I know when the stock market's really high and you put it in that Timothy fund, is that going to make a difference, or should you wait till it goes down?
Yeah, it doesn't. I wouldn't try to time it.
No,
it's too hard to do that. I would just not worry about it. And just go with it. Yep.
Okay. One other thing quickly.
Sure.
I have Roth IRA that's all in gold. And I know you don't like that. And I did it anyway years ago. But I'm wanting just to move it, you know, maybe over to the Timothy fund. It's all Roth. But gold is down. So I'm afraid I'm going to be losing.
Yeah.
Should I just wait?
Yeah. I mean, here's the problem, Nancy. They've got to turn that into cash.
Yeah.
And they're going to charge you exorbitant commissions to mm-hmm. sell it. Even mm-hmm. so, not only is it down and you're going to take a hit, but you're going to take a bigger hit because of the commission. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to be honest with you. I'm not trying to scare you or, you know,
no,
or
know,
anything
I
like
know.
That. So you may be, if you don't need it, the money, you may be
yeah.
better to just kind of let it sit for a while to
okay.
try to soften the blow for when you do get out. Because
okay.
I hesitate to say it, but I think gold has a possibility of starting to gain a little bit of momentum over the next
yeah.
several years. So
uh-huh.
I just hate to see you take that, you know, that loss
okay.
right now.
Yeah, and I don't, and I want to make this point because you told me this years ago and I didn't listen to you, and I want your listeners to understand that what you told me was made so much sense, but it didn't back then. And now I wish I'd listened to your advice. So now I'm in this predicament that you said you're going to get in one day. So thank you for your advice. Sorry I didn't listen to it. And maybe somebody will hear me say,
well, that's a great encouragement to somebody that might not be listening. So to
right,
listen. So
right.
I sure appreciate
right.
that little testimony. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Have
Nancy. A good day. Thanks for your help, Dan.
I will.
Okay.
All right. God bless.
Okay. Bye, Russ. Bye-bye.
Let me go to Jim. Jim's calling us from Arkansas. Hey, Jim.
Hello, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
I just inherited about 250 shares of Walmart stock when father-in-law passed away, and I was trying to decide whether to leave it alone or sell it, reinvest it, or what.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that you probably, I mean, if nothing else, it's something you want to keep. Like, I mean, I don't mean the stock, but the money. You know, you're just
right.
going to keep it in investments.
Right.
Okay. So if nothing else, I would want to see you diversify it a little bit. But I would at least sell some of it. You know, maybe move it over to, you know, a good solid company, maybe an international paper or even a gas company, a nat gas company. I think that would be wise to do with some of it. The upside, obviously, is you're not going to have to deal with any capital gains, or at least much anyway. I don't know, when your father passed, but your cost basis on that stock is the date that he went home to be with the Lord. That's your cost basis. So whatever it was on that date, that's what your cost basis is. So, you know, when was it?
1994 he passed.
Oh, okay. So you've got a significant cost basis then. So
yeah.
So you're going to have to pay 10% on that cost basis. Maybe a good reason to hold it. Maybe a good reason to leave it alone. I mean, it's, you know, I'm not a fan of Walmart stock. They're not biblically responsible any longer. But at the same time, you know, they've had a rough go of it this year.
Right.
I think next year could prove to be rough as well. But at this point, you've got so much gain in there, I think you might want to just hang on to it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. And your ministry is a blessing to me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yep. Folks, we got lines open, 844-707-5533. Let me go to Josh. Josh is calling us from Alabama. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Dan. Great to talk to you, man.
Thank you.
I'm a young pastor and really have no idea how to start saving for retirement and things like that. And
okay.
So I've listened to you for years, and I'm a first-time caller. I've been meaning to call and ask a couple questions for a while. So what advice could you give me to look into saving some money for retirement?
So is the church contributing anything, Josh?
No.
Okay.
No, they aren't. That may be something that they'd be open to if I could present some facts to them.
Sure.
But they are not currently. As of right now, I have nothing in the works as far as retirement because I've been in ministry my whole adult life.
And, yeah, yeah.
Just not one of those things that usually comes with ministry positions.
Yeah, yeah, it's so true. It's kind of sad, but it is true. Josh, I would open up a Roth IRA account, and I would do it. How old are you, Josh?
I'll be 33 Monday.
Okay. Happy birthday. I would set up a Roth IRA account. You can put $5,500 a year in that. You probably can't do that now, but that's the max you can put in. And I would do it only, I would do it at a brokerage account. So I would like to see you get online, go to TDAmeritrade.com, go to Fidelity.com. Fidelity's a good one, Fidelity.com. It's going to say open an account, and it's going to tell you, you know, show you different accounts. You're going to click IRAs. You're going to open a Roth IRA account. You can open it online. You don't need any money. You can just open the account. The account will be open. And also on that, as you search, and if you can't find it, they're great people. You can call, pick the phone up, and talk to them. They will set up a form. There's a form there for electronic transfer so that you can either automatically send money at your will every once in a while out of your checking account, or ideally, if you get paid every other week or once a month or however, once a week, whatever you get paid, that on that same day, you could have $10, $20, doesn't matter how much. Don't get caught up with, well, it's not very much. That's irrelevant. Get in that discipline and get a little bit of money just sweeping out of your checking account every payday.
I could set that up for an auto deposit.
Yes.
For that Roth IRA.
Yep, yep. And so do that while you're there, even if you don't use it, but set it up. And then start making the contributions, you know, as soon as you can. And I would say give yourself, I don't know, give yourself a quarter or 6 months even. You know, let it build up. When you put money in, it's going to go into a money market account automatically. So you earn a little bit of interest, not much, but it's not sitting there doing nothing. And then just kind of follow along. I mean, the ideal thing for you, as young as you are, if you could buy two or three stocks, good, solid companies, like I just mentioned one, and another maybe an energy stock or and another maybe technology stock, and every other month, the money that you put in is buying a few more shares of that company. So you're doing one company 1 month, the next month you're doing another company, next month you're doing another company, then you're rotating back around to the first one. If you did that, even with a little bit, from now until the day hopefully you never retire, but get out of this job and you're 65, you're going to have more money than you know what to do with.
Okay.
I really believe that.
So the money that goes into the IRA is separate from the stock?
No. Stock is inside the IRA. So an IRA is just a type of an account.
Okay.
It means a Roth IRA means it's going to grow tax-free. You never have to pay tax on that money. It's just a type, but the stocks are inside. They're just the investment vehicles you're using inside that Roth IRA account.
Okay, so I get to choose then in that IRA what stock.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay.
And so, I've heard you talk about, you have some recommendations.
Yes.
Is that on your website?
That is on the website, financialissues.org. Thank you, Josh. I got to run. I'm right up to the end of the program. Folks, remember, all that you have is his. Have a great day of worship on Sunday. We'll be back.
Want more business content?
Yes.
You need BizBox, the place.
It's management or advertisers. The information on BizTalk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about BizTalk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is BizTalk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.